Let's turn in the Word of God to Matthew chapter 7, where we will hear the end of the chapter, the end of the Sermon on the Mount. So Matthew 7, verses 15 through 29. Matthew 7, verses 15 through 29. Beloved, let us hear now the word of our God. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. And then I will depart to them. I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house. And it fell, and great was its fall. When Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. And that's God's word. So looking again at the passage, verses 15 through 20, we're given a warning about false prophets. Notice how they will come in. They come in amongst the church. They come in amongst the church in sheep's clothing, among the members. They look like you. They act like you. They talk like you. But inwardly, in their hearts, they are wolves, ravenous wolves. But you are to pay attention. That's what the warning is here for. If you pay attention, you'll know by their fruits who they are. Because good sheep produce good fruit, and wolves produce bad fruit. And they, the wolves, the bad fruit, will be cut down, and they'll be thrown into the fire and judged forever. And so, beloved, you are to be watchful for such wolves. We ought to ask the Lord for discernment in this, by His Spirit, for such things that we would not be deceived, that we would not be ravaged as the wolves would purpose to do. And then also perhaps that as there may be a wolf among us now, we ought to pray for their soul. And yet we don't know exactly who they might be. The Lord would save them from themselves for His glory. Verse 21 and following then gives us something to think about, because Jesus says not all who say that they believe in the Lord, not all who call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, not all who call upon the name of the Lord will enter His kingdom. Even people in the church, because he's talking about people in the church, some who have prophesied in his name, today we'd say preached in his name, ministers of the gospel. People who have cast out demons in those days or in Jesus' name performed miracles. We could add to that those who have done great things for the Lord in serving him. He says, not all of those who have done great things and who have called upon the name of the Lord, 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 will be saved. will enter his kingdom. And those who just call upon him and say, Lord, Lord, did we not? He says they will not enter. But he will judge them because of their lawlessness. Verse 23, because of their hearts. But those who do the will of his Father will enter. You see, again, the principle goes back to verses 15 through 20. If you do not produce good fruit, you're showing yourself not to be of his people. The faith that you say that you professed, even before the church, publicly professed, it is shown to be, if it is bad fruit, shown to be not genuine and not real. It is absolutely necessary. What Jesus is showing here, that before the holy and righteous Father in heaven, it is absolutely necessary to obey all of Christ's commands. And without His righteousness, without His righteousness, we cannot expect to be blessed. Without His righteousness, we cannot obey all of His commands. To make it clear, he says, everyone who hears Jesus' words and acts upon them is like the man who built his house on the rock. He has a sure foundation. What's his foundation? Jesus is his foundation. Jesus is this rock. And so that even when all things come against him, he remained unmoved because of his foundation on Christ. But the one who hears God's word, though he might profess to believe them and profess to do them, he who hears God's word and does not do them has no sure foundation. And great will be their fall. Again, it's absolutely necessary to obey all of the law, all of Christ's commands. And one can only do that when their foundation is Jesus Christ. And Jesus finishing the sermon, the crowds were amazed because he spoke with the authority of God, the authority of God, not as a mere man, not as a scribe. And so let us heed the word now. As we have believed in faith, if you believed in faith the gospel, then you are called to heed the word of God and obey and live according to Him. Because you owe Him your whole life and every breath. And yet what great comfort we have as Christians, knowing that in ourselves we cannot merit anything. These people who were crying out, Lord, Lord, and who do not enter the kingdom were apparently trying to merit something, weren't they? They were saying, did we not do this in your name? And did we not do this in your name? It's not by doing this that they can come into his kingdom, but by his Christ's righteousness alone. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your mercy to us, your grace and the gift of grace and faith to us. That you've worked in us. We thank you that you are a God who continues to sanctify us and cleanse us of sin. That you're a God who, when we fall, that you raise us back up again. That we might serve you for your glory. Father, we're thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ in our hearts. And yet, Father, we would pray for those wolves who might be among us, that you would grant them faith. If you would grant them salvation, this great gift, that you would shower upon them the riches of your grace. Not because of anything they've done, but because, contrary to what they've done, because of your mercy. And Father, we ask that you would in these times, a warning here to the church, that you would give us discernment. That we would not be deceived by wolves who would attempt to ravage us because they're sent from the devil himself. To try to destroy your church, which cannot be done. We've learned Even in this, the gates of Hades cannot overcome her. And so, Father, we ask that you would grow us in faith, give us great discernment. And Father, calls us also to examine ourselves. Perhaps we might be one of these people who on the last day would be, if we don't turn to you now, we would cry out, Lord, Lord, did we not do these things in your name? And yet, we have this great warning that to some who are like that, who even are members of churches, Jesus himself will say, I never knew you, depart from me. And so, Father, let us examine our lives. That we would see your promises, hear them, and believe them with faith that can only come from you. And Father, as you are deserving of all our lives, not only because you are our Creator, but because you've given us your Son, Jesus Christ, may, as we examine our lives, perhaps we're seeing many sins and habitual sins and sins which cause us to doubt and question our salvation. Father, as we are given the promises, we see over and over again that what is needed is faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, give us faith in the promises, give us faith in your Son, and produce good works in us, produce good fruit. Father, we know that as we look at our lives as Christians, we still have remaining sin. And yet we're thankful that you live to make intercession for us. You're always pleading before the Father to show mercy because of what? The blood that you've spilt for us. And so, Father, may you see that blood of your Son as he pleads for us. And that you would turn us from our sin unto you. We're thankful that those who confess their sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us, that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one before you. And Father, we lean on his name. And so hear our prayers because of him. In his name we pray. Amen.